This is the Texas Standard. I'm Emily Donahue, in for host David Brown. Who would have thought, in the annals of the dull and ordinary and all too predictable layout of the modern office cubicle, that there'd be a development that captured pretty much everyone's attention? I'm talking about the standing desk, of course. It seems like everyone glued to a cubicle chair wants one, and it makes sense in an office setting, where people typically while away the day sitting and, let's face it, snacking. Researchers at Texas A&M University noticed the trend and wanted to see if working at a standing desk had any actual benefit. So they decided to study high school students. Joining me now to discuss this study is Dr. Ranjana Mehta, an assistant professor of environmental and occupational health at Texas A&M and lead on this study. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
So why would you study high school kids to find out whether this is any good?
We were trying to figure out if standing desk interventions in schools would be a good complementary intervention along with exercise interventions to address childhood obesity. So initially, we thought of using standing desks to improve physical activity in schools, and that paved the way for this particular study, looking at if there was any cognitive benefits associated with the increased physical activity that we see with standing desks.
So you see an increased physical activity with standing desks. Did you actually see an increased cognitive function?
Yes, we actually tested cognitive capabilities in high school students over time when they were initially introduced to the standing desks, and then after about 30 weeks of exposure to standing desks in schools in the classrooms. And we actually saw about 7 to 14% improvement in some of the executive functioning and working memory capabilities.
So these students, you know, bounced between the chair and the stool and the standing sort of counts a little bit like exercise, correct?
And that was our premise. We really wanted the students to move, you know, instead of just sitting or instead of just standing, we wanted them to have some movement in their usually sedentary time during classes. So on an average school day, they are sitting about 6 hours. What we found with the study is with the standing desk intervention, without any instruction on whether or not they should use it, we found that the students sat an hour less every day on an average. So it was almost kind of an exposure that they would get with exercise, but not to the extent of what you would get with exercise.
Mm-hmm. So is it possible from this study to estimate how much standing is enough standing to see a cognitive benefit?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think more research needs to be done in order to see whether that's even a question that we could ask and get a valid answer on. I think at the present moment, we were very excited that we found any differences, if any. We were really hoping not to find any negative effects. You know, we don't want students' cognition or their capabilities to decrease with the use of standing. We definitely didn't find that. But we were really surprised with the positive improvements. And now we are hoping with a larger study, multiple schools, multiple classrooms, we would be able to see how varying levels of mobility or varying level of physical activity due to the standing desk intervention, what effect does that have on improvements and how they cognitively behave?
So it's really not possible to extrapolate from this, you know, if standing is a form of low level exercise, something more intense like running might have a bigger impact on brain function without having another study.
Yes, I think we need to tread with caution. More work definitely needs to be done to be able to quantify the extent to which it compares to an exercise intervention.
Dr. Mehta, I have one really important question to ask you, and that is whether you have a standing desk where you work.
We do practice what we preach.
And it says all good?
And well, so far, so good. So far, the evidence is pointing us to a positive direction in terms of both health and cognitive effects.
Ranjana Mehta is an assistant professor of environmental and occupational health at Texas A&M. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.